Final round of locker room chats continue here for the football season as we're on to week 9, first round of the playoffs, and then for others, just the final game to close out 2022. But now it's time to talk Jackson Heights. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. We're joined by the head coach, that is Caleb Wick, who will have his team in a first round playoff matchup in Class 1A this week as they go to St. Mary's. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But coach, you had to get there. By beating Onega in the regular season finale last week, you guys did so 27-0. Take us back to that game last week and how your team performed.
Well, to be quite honest with you, we were pretty disappointed with the way we started the game, you know, especially in the first quarter. I believe in the first quarter we had 4 turnovers, just in the first quarter. You know, 2 muff punts, an interception, and a fumble. So that definitely can't happen here in this week's game. But, you know, overall looking at it, we have over 400 yards of total offense and only scored 27 points. So it's one of those things where if we get more possessions, I guarantee we have more points on the board. But definitely proud of our defense, you know, giving up less than 100 yards of total offense. And they were 1 for 11 on third downs, 0 for 2 on fourth downs, and we were 7 for 11 on third downs. And so we executed when we needed to execute. And, you know, Drake Mellies, our freshman quarterback, came in and played quarterback for us. And, you know, he had over 100 yards or 100 yards passing and about 170 yards rushing on the night. So he was definitely a bright spot for us. And, you know, Titus Eisenbarth came back from his concussion and played great. You know, he was the lead back, featured back in our spread formation this week. And, you know, 9 carries for 57 yards and a touchdown. When you have him and Alex in the backfield together, Alex Browning, you know, it's a pretty dynamic combination. With Drake back there as well, we can do a lot of things. And for the most part, we were consistent. But, again, take away that first quarter, and I feel like we played pretty well on Friday.
Had to get that win over the Buffaloes to get into the playoffs. You did so. But let's talk about just kind of the season as a whole real quick. A 4-4 campaign, very up and down. It started out really, really well, 3 straight wins, but that was followed up by 4 straight losses. But those 4 straight losses, really good teams, Riverside, Centralia, Troy, and ACCHS, every single game you were in certainly had opportunities, and even the ACCHS game, that was for the Northeast Kansas League title. So how would you kind of rate and assess the 8 weeks finishing this regular season 4-4?
You know, it would just be the growth. Growth of our young kids that had to come in there early in the season and have played meaningful snaps. And, you know, we had some adversity in the Riverside game and just couldn't overcome it. And, you know, we got some bright spots on that game. And then going into the Centralia game, our homecoming game, we take the ball and go 11 or 12 plays and take almost the whole first quarter and score and go up 6-0. And we did some good things in that game, but, you know, turnovers cost us again, short fields cost us again in that game. And it was the same with the Troy game. You know, I think they have one drive that they drove the ball on us and scored, and their other touchdowns were on short fields for us. And, you know, that's another positive. And then, you know, we come into the Atchison County game, like you said, for the league title, and play them neck and neck for the whole entire contest. And then just right there at the last 7 minutes of the game, we made a couple mistakes and they capitalized on them, which good teams do, and we lost that game. And but going into the Onega game, we felt like we needed to make a little bit of a statement, knowing we're a better team than our record shows, and I felt like we did that minus the first quarter. But overall in the season, I couldn't be more proud of our kids and the growth that we've made. You know, it's just like we've been talking about the whole entire year, just consistency. And we've had some troubles turning the ball over during the course of these last 4 weeks, and we did it again on Friday. It just didn't hurt us on Friday. And, you know, we just need to keep getting better, and we just need to get in the weight room here in the off season. But with that being said, we're playing a great St. Mary's team on Friday. And, you know, I believe if we execute and if we don't put the ball on the ground, it can be a very competitive football game for us. And, you know, they have a great quarterback that, you know, I think he has a Washburn offer, and I know he's a tremendous basketball player, and they have some great athletes on the outside that get open. You know, just looking at their last game against McLeod, they threw a lot of deep balls to him, so we're definitely going to be having our head on a swivel in the secondary and having to definitely read our keys. But overall in the season, going back to your question, it's been a fabulous season for us, and I just am so excited for the growth that this program's made during the course of the year, and just hopefully we can continue it on Friday.
A lot of promise, no doubt about it, and you touched up on St. Mary's a little bit, the playoff matchup this week for the Cobras. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Jackson Heights head coach, that is Caleb Wick, one final time here in 2022 as we're down to the final few rounds of locker room chats getting set for the first round of the playoffs this week. And for Class 1A, the Cobras getting in, finishing fourth in the district. That was District number 4. The opponent this week is the champs of District 3. That would be the Bears of St. Mary's, a team that went 6-2. They went unblemished in district play. Their lone losses, Rock Creek and Silver Lake, so two very good teams. They've played a very good schedule as well. And you kind of touched up, Coach, a little bit on this Bears team prior to that break. But again, very talented. What stands out the most about this team and the challenges they present this week?
I'd just say their athletic ability on the edges, especially in the backfield as well. You know, their coach, Kyle, he's a Smith Center native, so we know each other pretty well. And you know, it's pretty unbelievable that out here in Northeast Kansas, especially in Jackson County, you got three head coaches that graduated from Smith Center, and then right down the road at St. Mary's, you got a coach that graduated from Smith Center as well. So, definitely hometown pride, being from Smith Center and everything. And I know he runs a great, great program, and I know they're going to play hard, and I know they're going to play fundamentally sound, just like all the other programs in Jackson County that are led by Smith Center natives. You know, when dealing with St. Mary's, They're a different animal on turf, for sure. They're very, very quick on turf, and they're very, very fast. And they, like I said, they execute better than any other team we've seen up to this date, at least on film. But, you know, you never want to compare scores or anything. But, you know, last week, Atchison County gave Silver Lake all they wanted. And that game, compared to the St. Mary's and Silver Lake game, were pretty identical in scores. But you know, you never look at that, but you know, kids definitely look at that and be like, hey, we can play with these guys for sure. And, like I said earlier in the segment, I feel like if we execute, if we do the game plan, if we do what we're told, we're definitely going to be, you know, in the game in the fourth quarter. And that's definitely what we're hoping for. Get that game into the fourth quarter as a one score game, and, anything can happen. And, I remember back in the day when Donovan West went there with 16 kids and came out with a victory at St. Mary's, being the fourth seed or the lowest seed in the playoffs and playing the number one seed. So anything can happen in the playoffs, and that's definitely what we're telling the kids this week. But again, we just got to keep working on ourselves and work on that consistency.
Yeah, it's the mentality you certainly want to have when you get to the playoffs. You wipe records out the window, and it's when you move on, lose, your season is done. We've seen crazier things happen, and certainly things get a little wild once we get to the postseason here in high school football. But finally, Coach, real quick, what are the main keys this week, slowing down this Bears attack and keeping your guys in the game and giving yourself a chance to win? What's it going to take?
You know, it's going to take us to be, like I said, fundamentally sound, ball security, taking a lot of time off the clock, and definitely, you know, bringing first downs back. We have to be able to control the football and keep their offense off the field. And, you know, I think it's going to be very, very important for us on first and second down, get them in third and long where they're going to be predictable or more predictable on what they're going to run. And, you know, defensively, we just have to fly to the football and do our jobs. Like I said, they're tremendous offensive team. They're very, very skilled on the outside, so it's going to be a tall task for us. But I feel like if we can do our job, stick to our keys, and keep our eyes in the right location, we'll be fine on Friday. But like you said, playoff atmosphere, it's going to be on the turf. So I know that we went there during a contact camp and played them during the summer, so our kids know what they look like, our kids know what they're going to run. So that's going to be very beneficial to us as well. But I think we're just excited to be on the turf and playing another football game on Friday.
It's good stuff, as always, from Caleb Wick, Jackson Heights head coach. Our conversation with the coach all year been brought to you by Farm Bureau Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Jackson Heights at St. Mary's, first round of the 1A playoffs coming up this Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck throughout the playoff run and at St. Mary's. We appreciate your contributions all year to the Locker Room Chats, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you guys very much for everything you do and representing Northeast Kansas. It's been great to listen to you guys during the course of the year, so thank you very much.